In Mississippi, voters decided not to amend their constitution to include an amendment on personhood. As recently as a few weeks ago, it was considered almost certain to pass. NPR's Julie Rovner explains.
Voters in Colorado had twice rejected similar amendments to declare that life begins legally at fertilization in 2008 and 2010. But Mississippi, with its far more conservative bent, was considered much friendlier territory. And backers made a special pitch to the state's large African-American community with ads like this one featuring an OBGYN named Freda Bush.
You do not have to have a law or medical degree to know the truth and protect unborn babies from abortion.
But opponents of the measure, Amendment 26 on the ballot, argued, to some effect as it turned out, that it simply went too far. Here's an ad featuring a nurse named Angela Worthy.
26 would keep a pregnant woman with cancer from getting the care she needs. 26 makes no exceptions, even if a woman has been raped, and it would ban birth control pills.
Actually, had it passed, the amendment likely wouldn't have banned all birth control pills, but it would have banned those that work in part by blocking fertilized eggs from implanting in the uterus. Felicia Brown-Williams is outreach director for Mississippians for Healthy Families, the group that successfully fought the amendment. She said from her group's victory party last night that there was no single reason voters turned against the measure.
I think it's just a matter of making sure that the voters were informed, and when they were, they came to our side.
But even with the loss, supporters of the amendment aren't giving up. Efforts are already underway to get similar constitutional amendments on the ballot in another half dozen states next year and to pass personhood legislation in at least two more. Julie Rovner, NPR News.